Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Final interview of the year, and you know, years can't end any better than that. Steve is brought to us by Xfinity. Stay connected, protected, and entertained. Steve, you have certainly provided an awful lot of entertainment around here. Let's just start with a thank you and congratulations. What a spectacular season you guys just had.
Man, was that fun. Just an incredible run. You know, I didn't really see it coming, to be honest with you. I knew we could be good, but I couldn't have predicted a world championship at the beginning of the year. So we're all thrilled, that's for sure.
You know, everyone has probably tried so many different ways to frame the same six or seven questions to you. Hopefully we get it right here in this interview. But here's something that I don't know if you even knew this about yourself. Since you've entered the league in 1988, Steve, your first title obviously was in 89. You've won 9 of the 33 championships since you've been involved in them. That's 27% of every championship since you were drafted. Like, tell that to little Stevie Kerr practicing free throws in a driveway.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, I feel like if I started all over again, went back to being, you know, an 18-year-old freshman at Arizona and ran it back like 1,000 times, this would never happen again. The odds of this happening, ending up on all these teams, even making it in the league, but to end up, you know, playing with guys like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Tim Duncan, and then, you know, to coach Steph Curry and this group. I mean, it's insane. It really is. I don't even try to explain it because there's no way to do so.
Oh, knock yourself out. Give it a try.
All right. Let's see. Where do I begin?
Your basic superior character. Let's start with that.
Yeah. That must be it.
Yeah. You said you couldn't have seen this at the beginning of the year. Was there a moment during the playoffs when all of a sudden the little light bulb went on over your head and said, yeah, we can do this, and in fact, we ought to do this?
Well, I think, you know, when we started out 18-2, we knew we had a real shot. But when I think back to training camp, it was hard to imagine, being here in this position just based on, you know, how the previous two seasons went. So I think the beginning of the season was a huge shot in the arm for us. We felt good about things. And then, of course, a lot of injuries and some adversity hitting in the second half of the year. At that point, it felt more like, you know, let's just hope and pray we can get healthy at the same time. And if that can happen, then we can make a run in the playoffs and get better and as we go and kind of see where it all takes us. So I think that was the thinking more than anything. As we struggled to get to the finish line of the regular season, we were just hoping to get healthy and have a shot, and that's exactly what happened.
With championships being great, you know, truth elixirs, after the trade deadline comes and goes and you don't make a deal for a big, which, you know, the entire basketball world said you needed to make, and then you followed up with, I think, a losing month of March. Did you, I guess it wouldn't be buyer's remorse because you'd have to buy it to have remorse about it. So trader's remorse, did you second guess the way you guys were playing your hand as you were playing it at any point in time?
No, not at all, because, you know, it just the whole time that this was happening, we thought we were going to get James Wiseman back at some point. And so we had Loon and Draymond holding down the fort at center and Belly. And, you know, so we felt like we were in pretty good shape. But just thinking, all right, if we need an extra big at the end of the year, that'll be Wiseman. And then, of course, his timeline kept getting pushed back further and further and further. And, you know, the poor guy ends up missing the entire season. We were definitely vulnerable in the playoffs to an injury, you know, to either Draymond or Loon, for sure. But the reality is most teams are really vulnerable to an injury in the playoffs. If you don't have your best guys, you're probably not going to win, so I'm not sure it would have made a difference if we had, you know, traded for an extra big. Whoever that would have been may not have been good enough to make a difference anyway.
Is there something about this season, of all the things that you and the organization have been lauded for this year, is there one thing that in your mind has been overlooked?
No. I think what is really crucial in our success is our continuity. And I think maybe that is something that is overlooked in general, you know, in sports these days, and in the NBA in particular. I think the continuity that we have, not only with our players, you know, but with our ownership, our management, the coaching staff, we're really aligned, and we have been even through the tough times the last couple of years. But the corporate knowledge we have, you know, with Steph and Draymond and Clay and Andre, that really matters. And so that when we do bring new players in, you know, the period of time to sort of figure out what we're doing goes much quicker. So you get guys like Bielitsa and Porter who come in and make immediate impacts because, the system is right there in front of them. And it's continuity matters, and I think we have as much of it as probably anybody in the league.
And you'll retain that. We're talking with Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. So much of the team we know will be back, whatever expense needs to be spent. I think we got a lot of faith in Joe Lacob to do that. But I'm talking about Kenny Atkinson, because it looked like you were going to be losing both of your assistants, and Kenny Atkinson made his mind up to come back to the Warriors after saying yes to the Charlotte Hornets. When he reached that decision, did you talk to him? Did you convince him to return? Did you just say the door's back open? Should you reconsider? Can you tell us how Kenny Atkinson almost left and then decided to return to your bench as your top assistant going forward?
Well, during the finals, you know, we really didn't talk much about it because we were focused on the task at hand, and you know, Kenny didn't really want to bring anything up with the staff, and because, you know, we were busy and we had a huge job in front of us. So I think when you look at it, it's a difficult time to take a new job, to go through an interview process. When you're preparing for the finals, everything seems rushed in that case. And I think that's basically what happened. Once the finals were over, Kenny got a chance to assess everything. And we talked on the plane back from Boston after we won it. And he shared with me some of his thoughts. And bottom line is it just came down to, you know, family and his own, you know, life and what a shock the move would have been for him and his family, and you know, not really having enough time to assess all that stuff in the process made the decision really difficult for him. And I admire him. He's following his gut, and he was very honest and upfront with Charlotte, and I'm thrilled that he's coming back now, because Kenny's a big part of what we do.
Is it great to piss off Michael Jordan again?
I don't remember the first time I did that. So, yeah, I think we're okay.
Maybe the time you guys got in that fight?
Oh, you're bringing that back to the surface. Okay.
Well, I'm not bringing it back up. You just said that you don't remember ever pissing him off. And
it seemed like
that jumped out at me.
Apparently.
Yeah. When was the first time, if you've had this conversation at all with Bob Myers, about the coming off season, or do you literally put that off until the off season officially starts?
About this coming off season?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're not talking about that yet. Bob's got the draft in 48 hours. There's total fatigue from the season for both of us, just going through the emotion of it. But all the work that goes into, for Bob, just managing the people in the franchise, for me, coaching our players and preparing for each series, it's all-encompassing for both of us. And for Bob, the hard part is everything starts right back up again as soon as the last game is played. For me, I can relax. I don't really have anything to do with the draft. And I've spent a good few days now relaxing and enjoying myself. But Bob and I will talk probably after the draft, a few days after the draft, and free agency will be about to start, and we'll get to connect about this coming off season.
The championship is won. You're dancing on the parquet. You do all the media obligations. You go to the restaurant. You have the party. You do everything for that well-deserved hangover you said took a couple days to shake. And now you finally, Steve, have your first quiet moment, and you check your phone. Who is the most surprising congratulations from, and who is the first person that you actually wrote back to?
I don't remember, honestly, who that first person was. The intimidating thing is we had so many texts, and it's pure joy, it's pure bliss when you win a championship. So, you're happy to hear from everybody, but it's literally every person in your circle, is reaching out because everybody's so excited.
Several hundred? Are we in the thousands?
No, like several hundred.
Okay,
several hundred. And then the tough part is when you respond, you're trying to get through them all, so you're responding. But then the response to the response comes, and it's like, all right, hold on a second.
Right.
We can't, can't have 300 text chains going on at the same time. This has to be a one-shot deal.
Do you ever use, like, the automatically generated answer? Like, thanks, man.
No, but the heart button is a good one.
Lots of hearts.
Acknowledgement.
Lots of hearts.
How soon after you guys got back from the championship did Margo say, we have a garage that needs cleaning?
Still waiting for that to happen, actually. The parade was just yesterday, so that's probably coming in the next day or two.
Is there a particular snapshot of the parade that you'll carry with you longer than others?
Yeah, Zaza Pachulia sent me today a photo of someone in the audience who had a sign that said something like "The Dynasty Continues," and there was a giant photo of Eric Hausen, our equipment manager, and it just I loved every second of that. I've got to get that blown up. That was just fantastic.
By the way, can I tell you I'm a little bit angry at the Golden State Warriors, because I had to read in the Indianapolis Star that Will Sheehy was your video coordinator. I mean, that's a Hoosier. You got to tell me right away if you're hiring Hoosiers, Steve.
You're right. That's my fault. I should have let you know at the beginning of the year.
I mean, that's...
Will's awesome, by the way. Will did a great job for us this year.
That's great. I even heard Clay talking about how, when he was coming back, He's like, man, I had Sheehy putting it on me. And the guy never even made the league. So. But I tell you, Sheehy was a player, man. He scored 1,000 points for the Hoosiers. He was good.
He was really good. He was really good. And he did lay it on Clay a little bit.
By the way, I thought Clay laid on about as cool as a compliment as a coach can get. I'd like to play you what he said about you and playing for you from Draymond's podcast.
I'm going full Michael Jordan. I'm aligning myself with Steve. I ain't playing for anybody but Steve. So that's the plan. And it would be weird to be in another uni, you know, so I'm just grateful to be up here.
Is that the ultimate compliment a coach can have? I never want to play for another coach.
It is. It is the ultimate compliment. And the feeling is mutual. Trust me, I don't ever want to coach a different team either. So we have such a good thing going here and such strong bonds that we've built over the last 8 years for me and, you know, 10, 12 years for Steph, Clay, Draymond, Bob Myers, you know, Joe Lake. We've got something special, and it's great to be a part of it. We want to keep it going.
Was there anybody that you felt better about in the wake of this championship than everybody else? I mean, it's an unfair question, I know, but was there somebody whose sort of tale just made you feel a little happier than all the others?
It is an unfair question because every player has such a unique individual story, and that's what makes coaching really fun, you know, to see the development, to see the joy, to see everyone, you know, when you win a title, to see how happy everyone is. You know, Steph stands out because this clearly meant so much to him, you know, given where we've been the last couple of years. And you know, I forget what everybody else was saying about, you know, he needed a finals MVP. It doesn't matter what everybody else said, but you can see in Steph's eyes that he needed it for himself. You know, he really wanted this championship and the finals MVP for himself, and he got it. And he is the guy responsible for all this, you know, the whole run. I mean, a lot of people have contributed, great players. Obviously, you know, we don't win championships without Draymond and Clay, and you know, but Steph is the, you know, Steph is kind of our Magic Johnson, our Tim Duncan. He's the face of the franchise, and this everything has been built around him. So for that reason, I will always think of this title as kind of Steph's, you know, crown of glory. Having said that, Andrew Wiggins, for me, man, I'm so happy for him. How far he's come, the joy on his face, the impact he made in every single series, he was incredible.
As you sort of look back as well, were you surprised to learn how much sort of the outside world sort of seeped into your players in terms of all the slights that they had heard over the years, that they were sort of collecting them mentally in the back of their heads and then played them all when you won the other night?
Yeah, they had lists going. They definitely had lists. I just think it is the modern life that we live with social media where everything is recorded. Thoughts are read via tweet, you know, 3,000 miles away. In the old days, it was different. You know, you didn't hear everybody's judgment of you, and you could really avoid it easily if you wanted to. But today, there's no hiding any judgment. These guys are getting judged every second of every day, whether it's on TV or you know, just on social media.
And unfairly. Unfairly judged.
Well, yeah. I mean, fairly, unfairly, it doesn't matter. It's judgment is judgment, and it's not easy to deal with. I just think it's a different world, I love the fact that these guys are coming out saying, yep, I think Steph called himself the petty king or something. You know, Draymond's letting everybody have it. I mean, this is modern life. So, you know, it's their turn because they've taken a lot of heat.
I think one of the most profound things you've ever said in the course of the years of us talking together, Steve, was that when you were a player and you wanted to get away from the media, all you had to do was put down the Chicago Sun-Times at the end of breakfast. And, you know, and so much of a different ecosphere that your players live in. Having said all that, can you feel this rivalry brewing with Memphis? I mean, to me, I want Warriors Grizzlies on Christmas Day. Forget about Warriors Celtic. I'm ready to go right to Warriors Grizzlies, baby.
It is funny how much chatter there has been, you know, back and forth, and the guys, you know, the guys keep carrying it on. So it's there, and it's amusing, but it's all, like I said, it's all kind of part of it.
You're off season. You said you'll talk a few days after the draft with Bob, and then. When do you go into I'm closed for the summer mode, and when does that end?
For me, after free agency, you know, I don't have a huge part in summer league. I'll go for a few days and check in and, you know, see our young guys and stuff. But you know, some of our assistant coaches will handle summer league. And really, July, you know, the back half of July and all of August is, you know, the league kind of shuts down. And so I got a big August planned. Our daughter's getting married. We've got a big vacation planned around that. And really looking forward to this summer for sure. The summers after championships are just incredibly fun and special. So it's going to be a good one.
Well, you've certainly earned all the right in the world to enjoy it. Curry has now put together one of the all-time resumes. I mean, I won't go through it with you because you know it all. You've been there for all of it. The one thing he is missing, however, is a gold medal. Do you know whether or not you're going to leave him a roster spot?
What do you think?
I mean, does Curry look at his career and think, I need that?
I don't think so. But I threw it out there after the game in my media session just for laughs. You know, and I, of course, completely embellished it and said that, you know, Steph's career will not be complete, you know, without an Olympic gold medal. Just for laughs. And who knows? But if he wants to do that, I could probably convince the committee to bring him aboard.
I like your chances of doing it. Looking at the future, how much did you talk to Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody and James Wiseman while the playoffs were actually happening? Are you coaching their futures while your present is full of trying to win playoff games?
Yeah, you know, we talked well, with Moses and JK, you know, both guys played periodically in those playoffs, you know, not much in the finals, but, you know, both guys got significant run in earlier series. So it's been constant communication with them, but also just kind of, you know, reminding them and James to soak it all in because this is what it's about. And your first trip to the playoffs is filled with lessons, you know, about preparation and, you know, your mental approach and how you're handling all the stress that comes with it. And so I definitely had some conversations with those guys about that.
And what did you think of Jordan Poole's first trip to the playoffs?
Fantastic. What I love most about Jordan is his confidence. And I think he showed that, you know, during the playoffs where he had these monster games and then, you know, maybe a team gave him extra attention. Maybe he had a tough game or two. And, you know, the announcers are talking about, can he get going again? There's a lot of chatter. And then he comes right out just fearlessly, just firing away and giving us big buckets. So I love Jordan, his confidence, his aggressiveness. He stays with it no matter what the chatter is out there, and that's what it takes. He's built for this, and he showed that throughout the playoffs, but especially against Boston, you know, best defensive team in the league. throwing guys at him, trying to take him out, and boy, he hit some big shots in the series for us.
Did the Celtics or did anybody in the playoffs show you a way to play against you that you think teams will try to employ more often this coming season? Or was there really anything new under the sun that you hadn't seen before?
No, there was nothing new. I mean, you know, Steph has seen it all, and he saw it all in these playoffs. You know, Memphis blitzed him. You know, Denver blitzed him. You know, Boston played more of a drop, and then they resorted to some switching, you know, late in the series. You know, Dallas did some different things. So everybody has tried everything with Steph, and, you know, there's no easy solution, obviously, with him. But, you know, we've seen a lot of different defenses, and most defenses are based on personnel anyway. So, you know, each team's got to do whatever suits their personnel in order to try to guard us. But, the great test in Boston, one of the best defensive teams, we've ever seen, you know, just the length and athleticism and versatility. And, That's how special Steph is, you know, that he was able to go against that defense and get shots for us throughout the series.
So this might be an unfair question, because I hope this isn't even something that you've thought about yet, or maybe you all, you know, exit the stage together in grand fashion when you can't win anymore. But I mean, again, you've got 9 rings. You are already as accomplished a human being as has ever chosen professional basketball as a career. Steve, have you thought about your end game? Have you thought about how you want it to finish for you? It sounds an awful lot like you want it to finish for you as head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, I don't want to go anywhere else. And I've got a couple of years left on my contract, and I'm thrilled about next season. I think we're going to be even better next year, just coming off the championship and what that will mean to our team's collective confidence. So I'm excited about next year, and I'm not really thinking much beyond that. But you know, I love what I do, and I love living in the Bay Area. I love coaching these guys, so I'm right where I want to be.
Well, so you're ruling yourself out of the Charlotte job then?
Yes, I have removed my name from the list. Yeah, officially. No.
We do an awful lot of interviews when the Warriors are winning on other stations, on other shows around the country, and I'm always asked about you and the winning. The profound amount of winning that you have accomplished is pretty much the last thing that we get to when we're talking about who you are and what you mean out here. And I have been inundated by texts from fans that just say, please tell Steve thank you on behalf of all of us. We're all sending him heart emojis, knowing that he's not in it for a long conversation, but heart emojis to Steve Kerr. And I really mean it, man. Dealing with you for years now, through 15 win seasons, through epic championships, you are the same guy at all times. You are a steady professional who is gracious with his time for us, and we thank you. We're very lucky to have this team, this franchise, and you specifically as coach of all of it. This is a special time, and you've delivered everything a fan could ever want. So just on behalf of the entire station, Steve, another job well done. Another offseason well earned. I hope your daughter's wedding is spectacular. Have a wonderful offseason. And we'll talk to you again in about 16 weeks when we're back at it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Damon and Ray. You guys make it fun every week. So it's I enjoy doing the show. And just want to thank all of our fans out there. We are really blessed just to have an incredible fan base here in the Bay. And obviously, we got something special going, and hopefully it'll continue. But man, how great is it to be part of the Warriors and part of the Bay Area? So I'm a lucky man.
It's extraordinary. We're lucky to have you, Steve. Thank you so very much, and job well done.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.